Casey LeWong made his first post on SoundCloud 5 years ago under the name Keshi. He now has 5.5 million monthly listeners on Spotify. The Vietnamese-American artist has become known for a lo-fi sound laced with his characteristic falsetto, delicate guitar, piano melodies, and lyrics that touch on heartbreak and desire.
But you don't need to run if you're looking for love. If it's only a touch, was it better than us too?
Keshi has now brought out his debut album, Gabriel. And Keshi joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, the pleasure is ours. And tell us, please, how do you go from being an oncology nurse in Texas to a popular musician?
It was a long road for sure. I've always loved music. I've been playing the guitar since I was 13 years old, and I'm 27 now. And it never seemed like a practical career choice. I kind of envisioned myself being more of a family man who, not literally, but, you know, mentally slept through work so I could come home and make music on my downtime. But yeah, I've always loved music, and it's been my dream to pursue it the past few years.
Mm. Well, let me ask you especially about this whirlwind, I think it's safe to say, of this past year with so much of your success. Let me ask you about a song called West Side.
And I can't slow down to try to. I move too fast and I just end up crashing. Just don't let it go.
When you become a success so quickly, is it... Is there also just a little bit of a tinge of a fear it can disappear just as quickly?
Absolutely. Especially when I've been on the other side of having worked a job that I was definitely not as passionate about that one as I am about this one. West Side is a song about, I think some fans perceive it to be romantic, but it's less about my partner and more about family, actually. I was in California writing at the time, and I think the feeling of homesickness had finally started to catch up with me. As romantic as going to LA and being in a recording studio and living out my dreams can be, there are trades that you make.
When I catch another red eye.
Tell us about your first track, Get It.
Big eyes, feeling so fine. It is on me, always spending all night. Come and get it, get it.
So you're trying to welcome people with this track?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's multifaceted, really. I've been known for a sort of gentle sound, maybe like a romantic one. And I wanted to make a statement with this debut album that there is a variety of sort of sounds that I want to try. And in the past, I've been afraid of venturing out too far for fear of losing that core fan base. If there were ever time to make that statement, it would have to be with the debut record. And Get It is a song that showcases a new sort of bravado and confidence that I've been feeling the past couple of years that I wanted to put on display. But it is two-sided in the sense that it does kind of deal with this braggadocious feeling, but also talks about how I deal with drowning in it, almost. At the very end of the song, there's an acoustic part where I talk about, like, I'm not quite sure who I am anymore.
Do you have trouble telling them
why? I'm getting confused between myself and my artist persona a little bit and just wanting to stay centered.
I want to ask you about the song Père.
Yes.
Which, of course, is father in
French. Right, right.
An all-dialogue track, spoken in French. I gather a language that your father learned as a child in Vietnam.
Je voudrais bien me dire, ne t'inquiète pas, que tout sera bien, tout ira pour le mieux, car j'avais peur.
I would like to tell myself, don't worry, that everything will be fine. Everything will be fine because I was afraid. Ooh, where does this song come from? Song. Where does
right.
this...
interlude. I was missing my family back at home, and I just thought it would be poignant for my dad to come in and kind of, I prompted him, and I said, "Dad, if you had anything to say to your 18-year-old self, like, what would you say?" And I guess that was for me, personally, because I don't really speak to my dad in that way. So it was my roundabout way of asking him for advice.
That's a beautiful story. And beautiful advice he gave you.
He did, truly, truly he did. I think it was very, very special to kind of hear him talk about even my dad, my superhero of a dad, had a time in his life where he felt like things were falling apart.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah.
All of you. And let me ask you about Gabriel. Title of the album, a lot of imagery in the album is tied up with visions of angels, heaven, hell, demons. Why does that theme draw you in?
I'm not religious, but it was fun to write about where these sort of themes prop up in my life. Like, what is an angel to me in my life? Why does my life feel like limbo? And I've always loved the name Gabriel. Back when I was 18, I was like, I'm going to name my son Gabriel. I'll call him Gabe. It was just, you know, romantic thinking with my partner. And midway through the album, it was time to give it a name. So I was like, you know what? Like, why is naming a record any different from naming a child? I don't have to be so precious about it.
Yeah.
And it, you know, centers back to this thought about family and where my life is going right now. So I think it's just a reflection of how incredibly personal the whole record is to me.
Singer, songwriter, and producer Keshi, his debut album, Gabriel, out now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Scott, thank you so much for having me.